Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibrations stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is up, all you sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Sapphire.
And your fit and dirty girl, yes.
And we are back, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Can I just say, when we first tried to record this last week, shit just got all fucked up. And, like, literally every audio trick in the book just, like, it didn't work. And I was really upset. So I'm just glad that we're going to give you this episode once again. So a lot has happened. We said that we originally wanted to talk about our crushes. We keep pushing it back because shit is happening all over the place. You know, Yaz was talking about this off air, but Kim Kardashian, I don't know what to say other than we need to just like back off of her just a little bit. Don't you think?
I believe so, because at the end of the day, regardless of who's the main person getting these men out of jail, the two black young women, the attention wouldn't be serious. People wouldn't take the situation seriously if it was just them two. So because Kim has a platform and she's popping, they're going to have to take this clout. It's helping us.
It is. And if you don't know exactly what we're talking about, Kim's been responsible for freeing up a lot of black men lately out of prison. And there was a mother who had basically said she was pissed off that her own son wanted to meet and thank Kim because she thinks that it's just morally irresponsible and that Kim doesn't really give a fuck about these black men and yada, yada, yada. Then other people are saying, well, what about giving, like, you know, Yaz said, the other two women who have also been helping Kim, you know, why aren't we giving her recognition as well? And yeah, I feel like we just need to back off. At least somebody who has that platform and all that money is actually putting it to good use for once.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For once.
I mean, I'm gonna put it like in my terms of being in the porn industry. People look at Kim as the chick that had no talent. She did a sex tape. They're not taking her seriously like she actually is smart. Like, right. She actually gives a fuck. So it's hard for people to take you seriously when you've been looked at in a negative light.
Majorly. Majorly. Now, would you even say, even before Kim, I mean, look at Pamela Anderson, you know, who had, like, the most prominent sex tape even before Kim. It's like people need to understand that things evolve over time. You know, medium platforms change all the time. Yeah, we like to shame the girls who are doing the flat tummy tea, but at the end of the day, they're doing something smart. They're obviously making you click for a reason.
Even though it's some bullshit, it's still drawing you in like, oh, this celebrity's doing this. You know, oh, it might be working for them.
Exactly.
You know, it's a dream. Selling a motherfucking dream.
And so do you think, honestly, like, if any other celebrity now were to take the same action as Kim, would you think that people are kind of like now showing that fake following? Or do you think it would come out of some generosity? Because, I mean, not to mention Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like some of the love people or support people are giving is half and half. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a lot of people that dislike Kim Kardashian for years, but then now they're seeing her evolve and now they're respecting her business aspect.
At the end of the day, people change. People fucking change. We all change. Whether or not we choose to acknowledge that, that's our own MO. But at the end of the day, people change. And I mean, I have to say, I admit, I used to judge Kim Kardashian. I always said, you know, it's the Kardashian curse on anything, that how fucking annoying is it that they're in the news. But for once, I'm actually happy they're in the news for something that's not like on some bullshit.
Right.
You know, and actually for once, we're taking black men in the fucked up judicial system seriously. Because how many, just not just men, but black men, how many black men go for years on prison sentences for crimes that they did not commit? And it's all due to the tactics. that you're being
a motherfucker probably have a dub sack of weed and you got in trouble for it. Like, nigga, really? That's for use. Like, how am I a drug dealer?
Have you ever seen that show, The Last OG?
The Last who?
The Last OG. The one with Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So they were just talking about this on the new season, and they were talking about for all the crimes that they committed and what happened. And one of the white guys in the halfway house that Tracy Morgan was living in, because he's a man who's out of the prison system, for people who don't know what Last OG is, he's out of the prison system. He's trying to get back into his kids' lives and set a prime example. So anyways, they're talking about the reasons why they got locked up and how fucked up the system was. And the white guy even said, just like you said, a double weed, and he got a slap on the wrist. He got to walk home.
Right.
But if it was a black man.
And you know, like, when you have drugs, you do more time than murder. Right. That's some bullshit.
Right. And it makes no sense. You can even get, not to mention a rape. Look at that Brock Turner guy. That fucking asshole, because he was a white guy, and because he claimed that alcohol made him do it, the courts believed him and basically let him walk free. But let that have been...
Alcohol made you do it.
Yes. What? He blamed alcohol.
Wow.
For being stupid and assaulting a woman, but saying he didn't know what he was doing because he was a virgin. Like, give me a fucking break.
What the fuck you mean?
You raped a woman who was blacked the fuck out. She could not fight. Period.
Defenseless.
Had nothing. Could not do a thing. But, wow. You know, that's a whole different story.
Well, maybe you have a mental health issue since you can get controlled by alcohol.
Girl.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
Like I said, America is so fucked up and ass backwards on all this bullshit.
People just get a slide on the most dumbest shit.
But yet, look how regulated guns are compared to a weed sentence. Weeds gets deemed as like the devil's lettuce and, oh, you know, that's, you know, just like the baddest thing you can ever do in life. But drunk driving isn't. You regulate so much rules and regulation on weed, but what about guns and alcohol? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but to be honest, I've never personally heard of a case, and I'm not saying weed smokers aren't, you know, sexual predators. Anybody can be a sexual predator, whether or not they have something in their system. Let's disclaim that right now.
Yeah.
But I personally have never heard a sexual assault case that was blamed entirely on marijuana.
I've never heard of one.
Like,
I've heard of people being on cocaine, LSD, heroin, ecstasy,
alcohol, like
all those other drugs, them other ass drugs, the man-made drugs that be fucking up these people's chemical imbalance in their brain.
Mm-hmm. It just baffles my fucking mind. So again, we need to direct our attention away from the fact that, you know, a reality star is actually trying to do better. Instead, we need to, you know, direct the attention at the fact that she's actually giving a fuck.
She just was at the White House the other day, too. They had a second chance hiring and reentering event where basically the administration and the private sector are going to create opportunities for men and women who were wrongfully accused and come out of jail and helping them succeed, basically.
I applaud this. I actually just pulled it up just now. Because I did not know about that. And again, applaud and kudos to her. She's giving a fuck and doing what all people with platforms need to do.
No matter how Kanye went about being cool with Trump, his wife is in there having meetings. You feel me?
And we don't know what's going beyond behind closed doors either.
Yeah.
I would love to see the two of them interact and see where their differences are.
Okay, a fly on the wall.
Like, I really want to see, how does that even work? Because, you know, it is kind of interesting when you get to hear about couples and they're so opposite-sided when it comes to politics and how they make it work. So I want to know, how does it work for Kim, who's basically going against Kanye's beliefs?
Yeah.
In a sense. No, I still
think...
Well,
she's probably cool. I mean, Kanye's a Gemini, so, I mean, one Gemini is probably cooler than the other one, you know?
Yeah.
got their own mind.
They do. I mean, clearly it shows. But again, I'm gonna be like everybody else. I miss the old Kanye. But I do blame mental health on that, too. I do blame mental health. And speaking about mental health, I feel like, especially, you know, for people of color in the Black community, we need to take that a little bit more seriously, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
We need to stop saying that for every crime a Black man commits, there's not some trauma behind that.
Black men have PTSD since day one. To be honest.
Yes.
Just where they live, how they're brought up, like
everybody has that
so
talk.
So much shit.
That part.
Just be a boy growing up in East Oakland, the shit you gotta deal with. You gotta hear gunshots. You gotta hear about people that you close to dying from drugs or gun violence. You know, that traumatizes a young man.
It really does. And then even for a young Black woman. You know, you have to worry about, I remember when I first went to college, you know, up north at State, you know, they told me in Oakland, if a man asks me for my number, that I need to directly give it to him because chances are he's not going to take that lightly and he might go to violent extremes.
It used to be ugly like that. It used to be ugly.
That scared the shit out of me.
It's kind of like, you know, I feel it's a rapey mentality too. Like you don't have you. It's called consent. I don't consent to give you my number. So why am I being pressured to give it to you?
Right.
Why is it that you want to stomp my car out? And when people don't know what stomp car outs and niggas when they jump on your car and dent your shit up, bust your windows. Like we used to have crazy Negroes out here. Oh, you don't want to talk to me. Oh, you acting too good. Then stomp your car out.
It's not
like
even
that
like
angry ass man. Like,
right.
What the fuck?
Right. I remember when they told me that story, a homegirl of ours, her friend got shot in the face. Luckily survived.
Wow, bro.
Gets shot in the face because she rejected to give a man her number. So I was like, really? It once again brings it all together on like how fucked up everything is. But we are regulating the wrong bullshit. We are feeding into the wrong bullshit. We're right. Letting celebrities do whatever the fuck they want to say. Like, first of all, I'm angered that working in the radio industry, we're not pulling the plug on Kodak Black.
Some are.
Some are,
like,
but not enough.
Small stations that need the what do you call it, the spins.
Yeah.
That need the listeners, they're gonna keep playing Kodak.
It pisses me off. But then it also draws me to how torn I am when it comes to Chris Brown. Because we don't hear as much as Chris Brown on the radio as we used to. But then at the same time, we still respect him as a person.
Yeah.
But then with other artists, we don't respect them the minute that they fuck up. You know what I mean? So it's like we're putting him at a different pedestal. Dare I say we're almost putting him at the same pedestal as we did with Michael Jackson.
Well, you could say he's music privileged.
Yeah.
He's privileged in the music industry.
And privileged
just
in
like,
Hollywood, period.
Guess who else was privileged? R. Kelly.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
he was
girl.
Full privileged.
Still.
Until... Yeah, still, because somebody bailed him out. Somebody bailed this fool out. So, yeah, he's privileged. He's music industry privileged. Like, there's just a certain amount of rich that gets you a pass. And ain't that some bullshit? And, I mean, just like Kim Kardashian, she's a certain type of rich.
Yep.
And she's getting a pass. But it's a good pass.
It is a good pass. It is a good pass. For once. For once, it's a good pass. Because for... Like we said, there was a time where we were like, fuck her, still on the tip of fuck her. But now I also see the evolution of all the sisters for once. You know, you see Kylie. Yeah. I still, you know, as much as, again, I'm not trying to put the Kardashians on this pedestal, but Kylie was fucking savage for the way she hit her pregnancy.
Yeah, only Tokyo Styles knew. The stylist, he's the only person I knew about her pregnancy.
You see, I didn't even know that. But see, that says a lot. Like, she evolved. Yeah. She didn't have to feed into that whole, like, I'm going to do the whole pregnancy announcement, you know, sell it for this, that, and the third, not even tell her mom, who's the momager of the family. Then to go against, like, the trend of, you know, the naming. Everybody tried to talk about that. But now look at her. She's branding herself. Just like another person that everybody gets pissed off at now. And I think you know who I'm about to say.
Who?
Miss Riri.
Oh, Rihanna, who's... People need to get out their feelings. First of all, okay, from a business point of view, Rihanna is branching out. Rihanna is also securing her own bag. She's... Fenty is hers. She's not splitting no money with the record company. This is hers. So if she's making a bigger bag with her own shit, why not keep branding herself and evolving? Yeah, she can make music when she feel like it, but look at it as a business point. She's securing her future. She got a family to take care of, you know? She's being a boss bitch.
And being smart as fuck, because beauty... Beauty is never gonna like decrease ever.
Not at all.
And the fact that she expanded from makeup to lingerie, now she's doing an exclusive type of house style. Like, come on. She don't need to make a record just like Jay-Z and Beyonce. They don't need a tour anymore. They don't have to tour. They literally can put out a piece of their own shit from the toilet, and y'all would fucking buy that shit. Because shit, it's Jay-Z. Girl, I'm telling you.
Homecoming from fucking Coachella was a whole ass album. She didn't even have to drop another album.
And let alone she... Not to mention the special on Netflix, which became the biggest.
So it's checks out there, you guys. It just ain't what the in the form that you wanted it, as in a new album. I'm sorry. I'll apologize for B. I'll apologize for Riri. But branding is everything.
It really is. It really is. So
athletes get endorsements, you know. Sometimes they don't even have other business ventures, but they should.
Mm-hmm.
But this is their endorsement of themselves.
That's true. If it's not shoes, if it's not television reporting or writing, blogging, then you got 50 Cent with water. Who invests in water?
Randomly. He has a lot of investments. He's very smart. He's just a dickhead.
Yeah.
Shrewd ass dickhead. But you know what? He knows what he's doing. It's making him money. Don't quit what you're good at.
Girl. I mean, I even say for you too, like, you are always branding yourself on something.
Because I feel like I've acquired so many different skills being outside of porn, because, you know, porn, we're not really using our brain. So that's why people think we're stupid.
Which y'all are not.
Right. A majority of us aren't.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I felt like, you know, I have other skills I'm good at. So I've done so much shit.
You really have.
At the same time, I'm still carrying on Yasmin because she is a brand. But to evolve from the Yasmin porn to building a brand, I gotta have other things to offer for my fans. And it's coming.
I love it. Don't sleep on her, for real, people. Where can they follow you at?
I'm at Fit and Dirty. And it's King City on Twitter. Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, those are my two handles that you guys can find me on. And I have OnlyFans. In case you guys want to jerk it.
She got everything. She got everything.
Everything. But anyway, what else we got up next? What's up with the dude from The Shy, girl?
Girl. Okay. So I just watched, because, you know, on Showtime you can watch it early. So I just watched the finale. So
What number is the finale? Because I keep watching it.
It's like number 10. It's like 210. Okay, 210. It's the one that's going to be like the latest one posted up. So don't watch it. Because you said you're behind, right?
Girl, I kind of cut up. I think I'm on episode 8.
Okay.
But I'm going to stop because my roommate, she hasn't finished watching either. When you start binge watching, you're like, oops, my bad.
That's true. They need to put like a reminder after each and every episode. Because I feel like blindly, even with the credits, I never realize how many episodes I've gone through.
Like, just give me a reminder. All the time.
Right. Oh, God. I hate to say it, but yeah, there is that time that we get past. I really, like, I'm fortunate, I have to say. I'm fortunate with that balance that I can binge. But I'm not going to spill too much, but I'm hella confused. That's all I have to say. It's fucked up. Something really fucked up happens, but then in regards to his storyline, I'm really confused of,
that. So tell everybody what happened that don't know.
Okay, so Jason Mitchell, also, you know, the actor who portrayed Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton. He was also in Mudbound with Mary J. Blige, and he got a lot of decorated awards for all of his portrayals, even on The Chi. I mean, people were commending him on his role as being a brother who lost his younger brother to gun violence in Chicago, which again brings back to, you know, unwrongfully convicted criminals and killers. But anyways, Jason Mitchell unfortunately got caught up in a sexual assault scandal, not involving just his leading lady on the show, but also a whole gang of extras on the show that led to his demise of being fired from the show. And he got pulled from several different projects, up and coming projects.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's losing left and right. I went on to Wikipedia and they shaded him saying former actor, because he got dropped from his agency. He got dropped from multiple projects, including, I believe, two Netflix projects. I hope they don't shelve the movie Zola with Taylor Page, which is on that crazy ass Twitter story from a couple years ago where there was the stripper and the possible suicide. Anyways, he's getting pulled from a lot of good projects and got dropped by
his
agency.
Like, they don't want to tolerate it no more.
No.
They're not giving nobody passes.
Nobody passes. But here's the fucked up thing, girl. They're giving his leading lady, Tiffany Boone, shit for coming out. And, of course, it's the black community that is shaming once again. And this brings it back to R. Kelly and Bill Cosby, the two biggest sexual predators. And still the black community somewhat likes to protect these predators at the end of the day. Which I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You talk, and it brings it back to also how we are culturally brought. And I'm not saying this is for all black Americans out there, but there's always, when it comes to sex and sexuality and sexual identity, it's always swept underneath the rug. A girl I was just talking to yesterday, who I'm extremely close with, she told me that she was a product of rape, and she knew. And she knew her father was actually a family life friend they called uncle. Like, this man was in the family circle and was her father, but raped the mother. And the her grandmother was opposed to the fact that the daughter wanted to abort this product of rape.
Uh-huh.
So it just brings it back to how conflicted we are in our own community, which pisses me off, because in this day and age, I mean, I think it's getting worse and worse. I mean, look at the treatment that they did with, you know, Marlon Wayans' daughter for being a lesbian. Saying, oh, that's just tarnishing the black, you know, ideal family. No, it's not.
No, that's your ideal family. This is his ideal family. This is how he does his shit. Okay?
Right. Right.
The hell?
People just need to stop. Like,
if
stop.
If anything, I feel he's helping.
Yes.
The families that don't know how to accept it, don't know how to deal with it. Like, oh, there's a relatable situation. He's of color. And we're dealing with this too, you know?
Why not? That part. I mean, it's not like being gay is so fucking bad to everybody. I just don't understand why still in this day and age we treat it as if it's like some disease or it needs to be some secret. Or, I mean, do you see how the world is changing and evolving?
Parents are thinking about themselves.
Ugh.
They want that grandbaby.
Which is bullshit because you can still have a grandbaby.
Right.
You can still have a grandbaby. There are so many unwanted children out here.
They want to look good to their friends and other family. And it's like, that's none of their business.
None.
And it's not your body.
Then you know what I've been seeing lately too, girl, and I wonder if you've been having it in the same of your friend circles, but motherfuckers having baby envy, like, because somebody gets pregnant, then they're like, oh, well, I wish I had a kid. Like, why didn't you just wait for me? Like, the fuck?
I've heard of that.
What?
Wait for you, bitch. Where's your man at? And when it's my time, this is my motherfucking time. Like, God don't just say, oh, you're going to get pregnant at the same time. God says you're going to get pregnant when you get pregnant.
Girl.
Like, I could understand if y'all as friends planned it together. But if there was no, like, verbal, like, exchange of we're going to wait and have babies together, shut the fuck up.
Yes. And stop rushing motherfuckers, too. Like, I jokingly said, because I have I'm going to be another cousin auntie, which I'm excited about. But, you know, I jokingly said to the brother of my cousin who is now pregnant, I said to his wife, I was like, okay, it's now your turn. Because obviously, the way my lifestyle is, I'm not having no babies.
A?
We're
talking about A?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, there's no way I'm having babies. And I mean, I saw the look on her face. Like, she took it as, like, she knew I was joking. But at the same time, I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have taken it too far. Because I understand, like, the pressure to have babies is so fucking annoying. Just, like, I get annoyed when people are like, oh, when are you going to settle down? Why the fuck do I got to settle down?
I was having a discussion with a few guys, and he said that some women are so stuck on this biological clock shit. Like, they feel like they have to have a baby.
Right.
And it's like, you don't have to have one. Like, just because it was implanted in your brain, like, I understand women want a family, all that, but they feel like they have to have it at a certain time.
Do you feel that way as you're, like, getting older?
I feel like if it happens, it happens. If it hasn't happened by now, it means it's just not my time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if I don't ever have kids, I'm not going to feel bad about it, because I have so many friends that have kids. And I'm more so a dog lover. You know?
Like, yes.
I would probably get an animal before I decided, oh, I'm going to have a baby. And I know that's going to cut off a lot of, like, potential husband material coming my way, because men want to have kids, and there's, like, great potential men that I've been around that want kids. But I'm like, my mind is not there at all.
And let's face it, kids are becoming more goddamn expensive year. I don't understand how motherfuckers can afford trips to Disneyland with a family of four or more.
You gotta have a good job, girl.
Girl, the price of Disneyland. Okay, I was looking at the annual passes, for instance, right? The annual pass that I used to pay only $900 for free parking and discounts is now the cost of rent.
But what?
$1,300 for a goddamn annual pass.
That's supposed to be a Disneyland trip and hotel.
Girl.
Together.
Girl.
$1,300, not.
Girl.
What?
I'm trying to go to, you know, Star Wars land. I am putting it into my head mentally as I'm looking at my R2-D2 and my R2-D2 and my C-3PO portrait right now. I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, we ain't never going until 2025 at this point.
How about, okay, if you want a day pass, there's or 2-day pass, whatever, my roommate gets a discount. So we'll discuss the discount. Because her friend spent $700 just last weekend.
Girl.
She told him she has discount.
Girl.
Like, her discount's way better than mine.
I'm gonna need the hookup.
That's how good it is. So yeah, we'll discuss after air.
I'm just saying though, like $1,300 for a pass, and I know motherfuckers would be paying for it.
That's not even a rent for by yourself. That's half your half. Like, that's my half right now, guys. That's my half of rent.
Think about it. That's like the base of your rent price, and then think about like utilities, cable, internet.
So let's include something to drink there, something to eat there. I know you want your turkey leg. Traditional turkey leg. They got desserts there. Oh, let's go get some mini ears.
Oh, let's go get some, you know, ornaments. Let's get shirts. Let's get the light up dolls.
Oh, it got cold. Let's get a sweater.
That too. Let's get the ponchos because we soaking wet up in this bitch.
It adds up, you guys. Disneyland, Disney World, Universal. I'm not a big Universal Studios fan, but any theme park is going to add up.
But you know what? Surprisingly, I was just at Universal for a special event. And it's gotten a little better. And I was just reading, for the summer, it's actually the least expensive out of all the theme parks in Southern California, including Knott's. Which I was like, okay, that's interesting.
Knott's.
And I love Knott's too. I'm due for a Knott's trip.
Do you know how convenient Knott's is, you guys? Like, there's a TGI Fridays across the street. You could just, like, get drunk and go over there. Like, Disneyland, you got to go to the Adventure Park.
Oh, not anymore. In Star Wars Land, they got the Cantina Bar now.
Oh, so there's full bar?
There is full bar at the Cantina.
Okay. Let the force be with you.
But they are really, apparently, they're, like, really hacking down on the vaping. So y'all better just bring your edibles while you can.
That part.
Like, my homeboy, he just went, all my friends are going, and I keep seeing their fucking pictures off. I'm like, you rich sons of bitches. You rich sons of bitches.
Yeah, my girl Janelle just went with her family. I'm like, y'all are so lucky. I haven't been to Disneyland in, like, since, like, 2016, I think.
Ooh, shit. Okay. About the same as me. It's about 2017.
I went one more time. Marika Hayes, Chris Cock, and her Japanese friend.
Oh, I remember those pictures. Y'all were
great. And that's why I mentioned the sweater, because we had to buy a sweater. I got cold.
See, again, motherfuckers, Disneyland is
you
too expensive.
You
want to
keep going, you guys. You're not going to leave Disneyland because you're cold. You're way deep up in the fucking park.
Right.
Like, there's the sweater. Let's go.
All I got to say is, if you're trying to bring kids at this point, you better bring them at the age where they can just provide for themselves.
Because that whiny, crying shit is going to irritate you. It gets hot. Boy. Mm-mm.
So, again, this is reasons why I'm like, no, I'm cool off of having a child. I'm cool. Stop fucking asking me. Stop asking me.
Can I take a nap? Can I take a nap? I just said, give me like 5 minutes.
Right.
I don't get 5 minutes. You just asked me. I just set everything up for you. Everything is set up for you. Why are you messing with me?
Or see? You just set them down so you can take a nap. They're in their nap time and they only get that 5 minutes, 4 minutes. You walk out the room, they're already like, let's play again. No, I just sat your little ass down to take a nap.
I'm thirsty. You just drank something, though.
I gotta pee. Well, that's because you drank too much.
See?
That's why I can't have kids. I love babysitting kids because they're not mine. Mm-hmm. I get to return them.
But this is what you have to deal with 24/7. I could deal with that for a few hours and go home.
But hearing stories of how I'm being woken up because my daughter just shit all over me as I was changing her diaper in the middle of the night.
I've heard about them blasted ass boo-boos.
Girl, Spud had a explosion diaper and just looked at me. All my nephews, all my cousins, as I call them, my nephews, have had the explosive diapers. And that's how I know it's a certain family trait. They all have this one mischievous look at me. I'm like, you get this one chance to look at me that one time. Because the next time you get an explosive shit, I ain't changing it.
God.
And I tell that story in front of the friends, too. So Spud better watch out. He better be good to his auntie.
That is so funny. Like, every parent I know deals with the explosive shit.
I'm good.
My friend posted something on IG story, right? It was a baby shower, like, side dish.
Oh, no.
It was like a bean dip, but it was a plastic baby in there that was naked.
What?
And it looked like the explosive shit. But it was chips and dip, bitch. I was like, that's so creative, but so disgusting.
But why would I steal that idea? If I was having a baby shower, if I was put in charge of a baby shower.
Do it.
Girl.
Do it. Note taken. Pinterest. Hello.
I'm just saying, I'd mix up some really shitty situations for, oh, man. Because I love.
If you have a friend that's really goofy like that, yes. And her man's goofy, you could do hella gags.
Oh my God. I always said I wanted to have like, I want to just, you know how I do my gore makeup on myself?
Yeah.
I wanted to have Spud's mom, you know, I wanted to make it look like he was coming out of the womb early. She wouldn't let me do that. I wanted to have like fake arms and legs popping out of her belly. She wouldn't let me do that.
Oh, shit.
But now with my other cousin, I'm going to make sure she lets me do it. I'm just going to like.
She's the goofy one.
She's goofy. They're all goofy, but I'm thinking she's going to let me do it, especially if I do it creatively. Like maybe it'll be like a Wookiee or an alien popping out. Yeah, an alien. Ooh, an alien baby popping out. I'm going to do that. That's my dream.
E.T. or just an alien in general?
Just like the regular motherfucking aliens from the one that looked like the snake.
Oh.
Yeah. I want it.
Oh, my God.
I want it to burst. Like, I'm going to make the placenta fall out, everything. Just,
wow.
Yeah. Just an explosive baby coming out of her stomach. Be like.
What's her man going to be?
Ooh, what should her man? Ooh, her man could be, like, eaten by the alien baby. Oh, my God, yes.
His stomach coming out?
Yes. Like, big old hole in the stomach. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm on to this. They better let me fucking do it. They
or
got to.
Or in the neck. Yeah, in the stomach, because it's like stomach level.
So it got to be the neck. Or his balls.
Ooh.
No, she won't let me do that. She won't let me touch
right,
his balls.
Right, but you better not touch his balls. Like, what? No. I need those.
Oh, no. Shit. I'm going to send this to her. She's going to kill me. Oh, God. Okay, this is earplay for you. We're perverted as fuck, you guys. And by the way, that's the name of the episode this week.
We are.
We're talking about perversions and all that fucking shit all the time. But okay, one more thing before I wrap up.
Oh, yeah. And decriminalize of sex workers.
Mm.
Decriminalization of sex workers in New York has been passed.
Can we take note, please, on the other states? This is something good.
And sex workers are not just escorts.
Nope.
They're porn stars, cam stars.
Texting services.
Operators, yes. So it's all forms, strippers. Like, it's all forms. So.
Even these cuddlers are forms of that. I'm sorry. That's intimacy.
And you can see what clothes on.
That.
Or in their little, like, two-piece, black and their little black two-piece.
And I think
sports
they even.
Sports bra and shorts.
That. What do they call it? Sex surrogacy? The ones that are supposed to be like the healers. There's a whole movie on that. I can't think of the name right now. But again, all these services that you use for levels of intimacy, those are considered sex work.
And it's all just a service that for somebody's need. We have that. Service for our fucking cable, service for electricity,
our
plumbing,
cars.
Like, why can't we just all get paid the same way?
Girl.
Like, mind your business.
Girl. Everybody knows human touch, it has been studied and researched heavily, and it's been tested thoroughly. Human touch is needed. That's why in the prison systems, unfortunately, people are so fucked up because you deprive them of that, of certain intimacy. Granted, right. Some of them, yes, they deserve the isolation, but when you isolate a person way too long, and another perfect example is the new movie When They See Us, the miniseries on Netflix on the Central Park 5, one of the inmates was locked up until almost 2003, from 1989 to about 2003. This man was locked up on a wrongful conviction amongst four other black men for raping a woman, a white woman in Central Park, when it was actually one man, a Latino man, who came forward hella years later.
And I'm surprised Trump ain't all on it to just prove about his Mexican shit.
Trump was on this, by the way.
Turning around, making it seem like it wasn't a big deal, basically.
Girl, Trump was involved in this. So this case didn't get brought to light until this motherfucker pulled out an ad in the Washington Post. In the New York Times. Sorry, stuttering. In the New York Times.
So he was trying to prove a point of something else, this and was, it turned out this.
When it first happened in 1989, he was calling for the attention of these young black men to be put to death by the death penalty. These kids were under the age of 18. These kids were not even 15 years old. And he wanted to sentence them to death. He was demanding they be sentenced to death. He called them blacks repeatedly on television. They have a scene in there where they don't focus too much on Trump, but Trump really had a big matter into this, into why Central Park 5 happened. But you could see back in 1989 how racist as fuck Trump was. And still to this day, it still mirrors what we have all feared of this man and what he's capable of doing. So the man who takes out the New York Daily Times and whole full page ad calling upon the death penalty for five young teenagers who weren't even raping, committing a serious crime at all, but calling for the attention for the death penalty.
They were just doing normal kid shit, bothering people.
Yes. Doing what kids were doing. And they did not all know each other. That's the thing too. So many different things. And now we're just holding these motherfuckers accountable.
The police immediately thought it was them and thought their job was going to be that easy. Correct. It's like, how is a group? It was one man. How is it a group of teens did it, but it was one person?
One person. And of course, this is all done by prosecutor Elizabeth Leder.
Fucking dumbass. And she got, she stepped down on her at her job at the University of Columbia.
Yep.
Thank goodness. Columbia Law School, my bad.
But still, it's just like, how many other stories out there do we not know, but are still happening because the police is racist and coercing other people for wrongful convictions? Because of a certain stereotype and a certain image that we uphold other people to.
I mean, somebody's shitting bricks right now because something's going to go down, another scandal.
Of course.
It's brewing.
Of
it's
course.
Brewing.
Every day. Every fucking day. Did you ever see Making of a Murderer on Netflix?
No.
It's just
It's like a series of old murder cases, right?
Well, it's just one murder case.
Oh,
and they have
okay,
two seasons. And it's just, they have first the side of the main guy, Stephen Avery, and his nephew. And again, we don't know if Stephen Avery committed both crimes of sexual assault or if he only committed one and that his nephew may have done the second one. But it all comes down to how the police system is very biased, is very racist. And I'm being biased by they do pick on white people of lower class, that trailer park image, that white trash image, because this took place in the South. You know, there's so many different standards. But again, it's the stories that we don't hear that make me wonder, like, how fucked up we are here on so many levels. It's beyond me. It's fucking beyond me at this point.
Shit.
It is. I don't know. But hopefully regulations get better, especially with, you know, the sex workers are now being decriminalized, like you said, in New York. Hopefully now other states will follow this.
The abortion shit's just out of control, though.
Oh, my God. I think we got time to go into this real quick. All I have to say is we're fucked up. And if we're going to put regulations on a woman's body so much, you're going to tell me I'm not allowed to have my birth control. I'm not allowed to have an abortion past a certain amount of months, let alone I have to be a certain age. I have to sign off. I'm not allowed to go by myself. I'm not allowed to take myself home. All these things. You try to regulate on my vagina, but we're not regulating the dicks and the penises. I'm sorry. Let's use the proper terms. The penises of the world who also have a doing in this, because it takes two to make a fucking baby.
But you'll regulate some erectile dysfunctional bullshit. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Y'all regulate fucking Viagra and all this other shit. but we can't have birth control.
We have
so
to
you
go
can
through
have a
some...
hard dick, but we can't have something to prevent us from having a baby. You had a hard dick and nutted my pussy, and I don't want this baby, but I'm stuck with it. No.
You know what I found out? There are other states that technically you don't have to pay child support as a father.
Word.
I just found this out.
Word.
Girl, yes.
Wow.
So you're telling me all these unwanted pregnancies, we're going to have so many more unwanted pregnancies already in a fucked up foster care services.
In the foster care service system. I thought they were doing population control with all this chemtrails.
Girl.
And fucking cancers in this food. Like, why are you trying to make more?
Clearly, our priorities are fucked up.
Are you putting people in pods for the future?
I just thought they...
what's going on?
Girl, I mean, if we still in this day and age cannot have the proper drug to cure AIDS and you have to have a certain amount of money and be of a certain statue, aka Magic Johnson, but yet we still are saying abortion is that bad. It's a woman's choice, because at the end of the day, there are men who don't like to claim for their mistakes, for their fuck ups, for their
pullout game weak.
Oh my God. Can
some
we just
of y'all
stop?
Be lying like y'all put a condom on?
Oh my God.
Bloop. Oh, I don't know how you got pregnant.
Oh, I got a vasectomy.
There's guys that are really sick like that that like to just cream pie. They don't really care who it is. That's why there's a lot of baby mamas that don't make sense. But yeah, men are sick. Men are very sick. They like to do nasty, dirty things.
And America is sick as fuck.
Yeah.
Because y'all got it backwards and twisted. Now we're going to have more women performing illegal abortions on themselves. We're going to have,
and that's
again.
That's not good.
No. And like I said, more unwanted children. Because face it, when you want to adopt a child, you want a child. You want a baby. You want a toddler. No one wants to adopt the 8-year-old boys and girls. They definitely don't want to adopt the children who are 13 and 16. So they get lost in the system and they get raped. They get addicted on drugs. They become alcoholics. And yes, not all of them. There are survival stories. But have you actually taken the time, like myself? I've taken the time and I've gone to children's shelters. I've gone to these adoption agencies. I've gone to these rescue missions and seen firsthand how these kids and where these kids come from. And it's fucked up.
Man.
It's fucked up. I think it's comfortable for us to share our stories, right?
Yeah.
I've had an abortion.
Okay, so have I. I've had two.
Fuck.
The first one was like, I don't remember, but the second one I do.
You don't remember because it was just traumatic or...
I remember because it was a planned pregnancy and it was with my last boyfriend. So that's why, and it wasn't smooth. Like my first abortion, I just woke up and it was done.
Mm.
The second one, I did that stupid pill shit. It didn't work out. And then they did that other procedure that's very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Very uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was awake. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Everybody's story is different. Mine, honestly, I'm now comfortable to say it at this point. I don't regret it. It's just, unfortunately, I didn't know who the father was. There were two circumstances that I knew, and they were very close together. And I went by myself. I lied.
I mean, you were safe than sorry, and you weren't one of those girls that felt... You know, some girls back in the day felt like they needed a baby for love.
Oh, my God, no. No.
You know?
No. I was too... When I mean I was fucked up in the head, this... Still to this day, my freshman year, in college, and I've said this numerous times, was a blur. And I laugh about it, but it legit is a blur to me. I remember bits and pieces, but a lot of it was because of the drugs that I was on.
Mm-hmm.
If I was
not, litty.
I was very litty. And I still passed, though. I went to all my classes. I was still acing. I was still doing what I needed to do. Yes, my GPA did drop significantly compared to how I was in high school. But, you know, I went down a very dark path that I'm fortunate to say that I got out of. It was to the point where I had a family friend who was also my, like, my cousin. She basically denounced me for a whole year while we were at college because she saw what I was doing. And she was like, I had to tell people that she was lying, that she's that fucked up. Like, she thinks everybody's her family. So for me, doing that decision, it was hard. I was in denial. My own mother was the one that told me that she knew that I was pregnant before I did.
Damn.
And that's because my mom is was a pediatric nurse. Now she works in postpartum. I have another aunt. Her sister works in labor and delivery. And they both saw me. This was after dropping me off from college in August. And by November, when I came back for the first time for Thanksgiving, I was on crutches because I got so fucking high and drunk that I broke my ankle. On a scooter. Then came back and I'm having a belly. Now, mind you, I was smaller than I was. I've gotten a little thicker and a little heavier, I will admit. But I was a little thing. So I had a visible stomach and I was so fucked up. And if I wasn't high, I was drunk. If I wasn't both, Lord help me. So I didn't realize that my birth control was basically just becoming Skittles.
Oh.
At that point, I believe I was about 2 months pregnant.
Well, I was telling some dude, like, birth control is not an equal opportunity for everybody.
It's not. And it
no matter how well you take it, you might be that percentage that gets pregnant.
Yeah, it's only 99.9% effective, y'all. And it takes a lot.
1%.
Yeah. If you're not consistent with it.
I mean, even when you're consistent, like, just some girls' bodies just, like I said, when shit happens, it happens.
That part.
Because I've been in a little boo thing relationship, like, a couple years ago. That man nutted in me a lot. Like, a lot. And he has kids. And it just didn't hit. Like, it was blanks in me.
You got lucky.
But let him go fuck somebody else, and they got pregnant. I'm like, damn. So it just, it all depends on the woman.
All depends on the woman. And I'm tired of men with your fucking excuses. I had one guy that said, I control who I impregnate. Motherfucker, bye.
No, you don't. That's just nature. And where her eggs are at that moment.
And where your sperm is at. Okay, if you got a good sperm count, you keep yourself healthy and right. I'm sorry.
But that new diet got you right. You done shot some good sperm. What the fuck?
I was.
Did you just not forget?
I love how we're recording this on Father's Day, too. I was at the store earlier. Happy Father's Day. Hopefully you are taking care of that seed. Okay. But like I was at the store today and the guy who did my groceries, he was like, you know, my father-in-law waited for his last kid and he was 62. 60 fucking two.
Wow.
Didn't even want to find out how old the woman was because again, we are on borrowed time, like Yaz said. There are those women out there who are really just like anal about their biological clock. But men, you guys are like the gift that keeps on giving, like herpes. Like, you are consistent with your sperm. Yes, you might have low sperm count, but you have a higher chance of getting more women pregnant by your sperm off of our eggs alone, because our eggs, they decrease. Okay, your eggs, your little spermies, they keep on going and going.
Yeah, you'll have one or two lucky ones. They're gonna get something.
I mean, you produce about 1 million gallons of that shit. Okay? Millions. Yeah. Millions. of sperm in that little fountain of jizz that you like to spring out from time to time or inject, right. Okay? So just think about that. Happy Father's Day.
Okay. Shit.
All right, I want to see more positivity out there. Claim that baby. You did it. You did the deed. You claim that deed. And you take care of that deed. Grow, seed. Okay? Keep the seed. This is how pregnancy, unwanted pregnancies start from the get-go, because unfortunately, we got fathers out there who don't like to talk to their sons about, you know, you're talking about giving up the pussy all the time, but you don't talk about the consequences. You don't talk about child support. You don't talk about the fact that you have a child out there with your fucking name.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We don't have enough fathers out there and father figures properly educating their sons and daughters on sex.
No, period. They're letting social media and their friends teach them, and that's not a very good approach.
And I'm sorry, unless if it's a Jessica Drake porn where she's actually educating y'all, or Nina Hartley, I'm sorry. Please stop. Or even our good friends, King Noir and Jet Setting Jasmine. If they're not giving you their lessons, I'm sorry, that you can't say that porn taught you how to not impregnate a woman, period.
Mm-mm. All that other shit's very aggressive, and that's not how you get down.
No. So you need to start talking. Stop web searching and going on Reddit and start talking to the people and be like, how did I really get here? And stop talking about watering cans and hoses and birds and bees and honey, sugar. Stop it. Just stop that shit. Stop it.
There's a podcast host. She wants to start telling her son about the birds and the bees. Like, he's about 7, 8 years old.
She wants to properly tell him?
8 or 9. Yeah, she wants to tell him. Like, she wants to educate him about the pussy.
I think she should. There should be no shame. There's kids at that age.
She's educating him about the weed because she smokes weed. She's not condoning him to smoke it, but she, you know, tries to explain to him, you know, what weed is.
Yep.
The different strains, you know, there's more to it. So.
I think you have to.
As parents, we should ask y'all, when do you feel is the proper time to talk to your kids about life lessons now? Like sex and drugs.
Ooh, let's throw out the...
And strippers, because, you know.
Yeah, you got to
say. But anyway, yeah.
No, I like that. Parents, please hit us up. SAPPHIRESEARPLAY@gmail.com. For real. SapphiresEarPlay@gmail.com. We want to hear from you, parents. Tweet us. Slide in our DMs. Yaz, where can they slide in your DM?
I think they should slide in yours, because a lot of guys just go with the date questions. I don't want nobody to come and date me. I really want show questions.
Give us actual show questions at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIO SAPPHIRE. Slide in just with those questions and comments and statements. We don't want to know anything else. I don't want to see your dick. Yeah, so. I don't want to see your girlfriend's boobs. I don't want to see her pussy. Just answer the question.
Parents. When is it a good time to talk about the sex, the drugs, the strippers, and all that shit?
And even our listeners, how old were you when you got the talk? Did you ever have the talk?
I don't even think I had a real talk.
Ooh, shit. Okay, that's going to be our next episode.
I had sex education, but I definitely watched a lot of stuff on TV. So I would say I was in that porn category of how I learned about sex.
Girl, I think we just found our next topic.
Oh, yeah. And fucking older boys or older men, which are now in everybody's eyes, predators. So we're just going to have to talk about a lot of stuff.
We're going to actually have the talk.
Then and now. It's okay. Going to be a then and now.
The talk. Yes, we got to. Now we got to. That's a lot of hot pipe and tea, girl. To tease. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that. So again, we want to know, slide in the DMs, slide in our emails. We want to see where you stand on that. Because seriously, if you're listening to this, even have your kids listen to us sometimes. We do not always talk about perverted sex stuff. Like, we got real today.
We did.
Slide this over to them. Tell them. These are girls. They're going to take care of you.
Okay.
You got any questions? Come back. We're going to talk about this. Family chat. Fireside chat. In the backyard chat. I'll be sipping my beer.
Campfire chat.
Right.
Definitely.
You know, I'll be sipping on my beer and margarita or wine. You have your little box of Kool-Aid or, you know, apple juice, orange juice, water.
Okay.
Y'all just going to sit and chat about it. It's okay. All right. With that being said, everybody, happy Father's Day. Continue spreading that love. And if you are one of those fathers who out there not claiming their child, shame on you. Fuck you. Stop impregnating women and take responsibility.
You're creating a lot of angry teenagers, you know.
Angry and very stupid teenagers, okay?
Yeah.
Because, as my daddy likes to call it, young, dumb, and stupid, he's going to blame y'all for raising young YDS syndrome kids. Like, stop. Young, dumb, stupid. With that being said, safe sex is the best hot sex. Till the next time, we're going to have that talk. Right here on Earplay.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter. For more Earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, all podcasting platforms.